Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: police halt Garinkombo campaign launch in Mazabuka, three nabbed in Dek drug trafficking crackdown, and hundreds of captives freed from Boko Haram mountain hideout.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Police in Mazabuka have halted the campaign launch of Mazabuka Central Independent aspiring candidate Garinkombo and dispersed thousands of his supporters using tear gas. Speaking after the incident, Mr. Nkombo has described the police action as unfortunate, saying law enforcement officers interfered with a scheduled campaign program. He has appealed for all political players to be allowed to campaign and hold meetings freely, provided they adhere to the electoral code of conduct. Mr. Nkombo said the disruption would not discourage him and his supporters from pursuing their political ambitions, adding that his team remains committed to its campaign activities and will continue engaging voters until election time. Meanwhile, some of his supporters have expressed concern over what they have described as unfair treatment.
Allow us in Mazabuka to do what we really want. We cannot go ahead with anyone's opinion or decision. We have what we need to do ourselves, okay? Please, let Garinkombo, let him do what he really wants. We are behind him.
And BMA's presidential spokesperson George Chisanga said police officers who are preventing Mr. Nkombo from canvassing among voters should be punished.
We have information about what is happening in Mazabuka, where Mr. Garinkombo is not being allowed to carry out, you know, his rights as a candidate who is standing independent in Mazabuka Central. If any police officer must be condemned, if any police officer must be punished, it is those in Mazabuka who are preventing the candidates from canvassing amongst their voters. I call upon all the stakeholders who are following the electionary in this campaign to ensure that we put the police, we call them to order and put questions to them to ensure that they do what is right for everybody to benefit from there.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has arrested three suspects in Lusaka and Eastern Provinces for alleged drug trafficking. The commission has also seized assorted illicit drugs, including pethidine ampoules, crack cocaine, and 135 kilograms of cannabis. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere said the arrests were made during intelligence-led operations conducted by the commission. Ms. Mawere said in Lusaka, officers arrested 48-year-old Harriet Tembo for trafficking in 158 pethidine ampoules and 23-year-old Kasongo Kasanga for trafficking in seven rocks of crack cocaine. She has added that in Londazi District, DEC arrested 59-year-old Jesper Chira of Chipiola compound for trafficking in 135 kilograms of cannabis.
The arrest followed separate operations targeting the trafficking and distribution of controlled and prohibited substances. In Eastern Province, officers recovered a significant quantity of cannabis believed to have been extended for distribution within Zambia. All suspects are in lawful custody and are expected to appear in court soon. DEC reaffirms its commitment to intensifying intelligence-led operations and warns that individuals involved in drug trafficking will face the full force of the law.
The Zambia Police Service has dismissed as false and misleading reports circulating on social media regarding the transfer of Chawama Police Station officer in charge, Francis Mulondo. In a statement, police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the Inspector General of Police, Grafel Msamba, had not granted any interview to any media institution or individual concerning the transfer of Mr. Mulondo or recent incidents in Chawama. Mr. Chilavi said all statements circulating on social media and attributed to the Inspector General are false and should be disregarded. He has further clarified that transfers and postings within the Zambia Police Service are routine administrative measures governed by public service regulations and police standing orders and should not be viewed as disciplinary action. Mr. Chilavi has explained that the transfer of Mr. Mulondo, along with other senior officers from various police stations within the Saka Division, forms a part of routine personnel rotation arrangements that had already been under consideration before the recent violent incident in Chawama compound. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has dismissed as false and misleading a video circulating on social media alleging that ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zalomis was arrested after being found with pre-marked ballot papers. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has refuted the claims contained in a video posted on the Zambia Affairs Facebook page, describing the allegations as baseless and intended to mislead the public. Mr. Kasaro said the commission chairperson has not been arrested and clarified that no ballot papers for the 2026 general election have been printed. He has further stated that the video appears to have been generated using artificial intelligence and forms part of a deliberate attempt to spread misinformation and undermine public confidence in the electoral process. Mr. Kasaro has urged members of the public, stakeholders and media institutions to disregard the video and refrain from sharing or amplifying its contents.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economist Trevor Hambayi says that businesses involved in exports are likely to experience reduced revenue following the recent appreciation of the kwacha against major foreign currencies, particularly the US dollar. Mr. Hambayi says exporters should consider renegotiating their export contracts in the short term to ensure their operations remain profitable despite the stronger local currency. He has explained that a stronger kwacha means exporters receive fewer kwacha for goods sold in foreign currencies, a situation that could negatively affect their earnings if existing contracts are not adjusted. Mr. Ambai has warned that failure to renegotiate export agreements could lead to a decline in export activity, as some businesses may find it unprofitable to continue exporting at the current exchange rate.
Of course, the ones that are importing will experience a loss of revenue because of the fact that the kwacha has appreciated. And in the meantime, in the short term, is that they will be negotiating their export contracts to ensure that they remain profitable because of the appreciation of the kwacha, or in essence, it will reduce the number of exports that are being conducted because it will become non-profitable to be exporting at the current rate that they had originally negotiated.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
International news. At least 360 people kidnapped by Boko Haram jihadists from a mainly Muslim community in Nigeria's northeastern Borno state in March have been freed from a remote mountain hideout. The circumstances of how they were freed are disputed. The army says it had launched an unprecedented intelligence-led operation that had been weeks in the planning and taken the Islamist militants by surprise. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Armenians are voting in a parliamentary election. The contest, seen as a choice between remaining with Russia's sphere of influence or moving the country closer to Europe and improving regional security under Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. The Israeli military says it's intercepted two projectiles fired from Lebanon after sirens sounded in communities near their border. Clashes between the Israeli forces and Hezbollah have continued after the Iranian-backed militant group rejected a US-brokered ceasefire between Israel and the Lebanese government. The UN peacekeeping mission condemned an earlier Israeli strike on a Lebanese army vehicle in Nabatea, which killed three soldiers. Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone has hit a storage facility to dispense nuclear fuel near the Chernobyl nuclear plant. They said a resulting fire was extinguished and no injuries were reported. Kyiv informed the International Atomic Energy